Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon, and today I think we're going to have to deal with something that is a little bit difficult within the understanding of the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. Until now, we've been discussing an individual's personal place and his bitachon on his own parnasa. Well, the Chovos HaLevavos now turns ahead, and we'll tomorrow, in our tomorrow section, we'll spend more time talking about what happens when a person has to have bitachon on family. But before he gets there, the Chovos HaLevavos introduces what I consider to be one of the more difficult things to share because of the fact that it's going to be misconstrued. Says the author, the Chovos HaLevavos, a person has to have bitachon when he is single. What does that mean? He has to turn around and understand that the role of singlehood, of being alone, is a possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to him to show him the model of the way his neshama feels. Our neshama, when we're down here in the world, surrounded by all the needs, the desires, and the responsibilities that we have, the neshama also feels very alone. Everything else has a meaning and a purpose. Getting that almighty dollar, going ahead to achieve and seeing what the power of the dollar is, taking care of this need, that need, this desire, and that desire. And what about the spiritual desires? There is no match. And so therefore, singlehood exists for us to see it on the outside, to understand what our neshama is going through on the inside, says Rav Matzis Yo Solomon. The real point that the Chovos HaLevavos is trying to get across over here is don't be jealous. Because in the end of the day, a person realizes that everything around him, every single one of us, has to deal with the process of being alone. Sometimes, the Chovos HaLevavos suggests that a person should understand and work with the understanding that what? That there are challenges that come when a person has a full family and the tirdos, the trouble that comes along with it. And when a person is single, he or she has the opportunity to focus on spirituality. And maybe that's one of those things that we can think about. And the Chovos HaLevavos says, think how wonderful it was when the Nevi'im and other men of greatness throughout history, the Vilna Gaon and many of the Hasidish Rebbes, made it their business to go into Bidud. They would go out into exile, and they'd literally leave their families behind. Obviously, there's some sort of spiritual attainment that a person attains when he or she is able to walk away and be alone. A person can concentrate more on what's going on inside him or inside her. And perhaps that's one potential benefit that comes when a person is walking around in a single situation. The bottom line, says Rav Matzis Yo, is not that singlehood is necessarily the ultimate attainment and the ultimate goal. That's clearly not what the Chovos HaLevavos is trying to say. Nor is the Chovos HaLevavos telling us that raising a family is the only ideal in life. That too is not correct. What the Chovos HaLevavos is trying to tell us is that whether one is in one situation or one is in another situation, a person doesn't have a right to give up on bitachon. A person has a responsibility to realize that there's no excuse as to why it is we don't have the ability to turn around and grow within Hashem's world. Sometimes that growth is personal and it needs to be done separately. And sometimes that growth is through a perspective that is a little bit different, whereby a person has more responsibilities, and the challenge of being able to find room for personal spiritual growth is going to be a challenge. Our job is not to turn around and lament the other end. Our job is to turn around and realize, if God put me here and created this environment for me, it's obvious He wants me to gain something from it. Am I wise enough to rise to the occasion and not seek the excuse for my lack of ruchnius, but rather to rise to the occasion within the frame that I find myself in today? So, you know what? Many of us are raising children. Some of us are raising ourselves. The truth is, we, in any situation we're in, we always have to be raising. And what do we have to do? We have to raise the bar. Rabbi Teitz likes to point out that we're reading Parshas Korach this week, and the mitzvah of Truma happens to be there within. And the Torah uses the language, Kein Tarimu Gamatem. You should also, this is the way it should be raised, also you. Says Rav Teitz, what is that language of the Pasuk is strange. Rather, the Pasuk is trying to show us something fundamental. And what's that? Kein Tarimu, when you go ahead and do the mitzvos, and you separate the tithes, that's the issue under discussion in this immediate moment, but gamatem, you also are raised within the process. And that's something that we need to focus on in our lives, that when we do things, it's not that we use it to bring us down, but rather quite the opposite, Gamatem, we have a responsibility to be raised at the same moment in time. If we rise to the occasion, we will succeed. If we don't rise to the occasion, Chalila will all falter. So whoever you are, wherever you are, let's find a way to take life circumstances for us and use them to drive us to even bigger, better, and greater relationships and a certain awareness of God in each and every one of our steps as well. Have a wonderful, terrific day.